Hello, this is Pastor Stephen Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today we're going to talk about Genesis 12, 1 through 3. Now, a lot of people today who support the modern nation of Israel over in the Middle East today, they will use this scripture to tell you that you must support Israel and you have to be pro-Israel, because if you bless Israel, God's going to bless you, but if you curse them, God's going to curse you. Let me read for you the scripture where they're getting this, Genesis 12, 1 through 3. The Bible reads, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." And they'll say, see right there, if we bless Israel, God's going to bless us. But notice, this promise is not made to the modern day nation of Israel. This promise is made unto Abraham and to his seed. Now listen to this from Galatians chapter number 3. The Bible says in Galatians 3:16, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." Jump down to verse 28. It says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So right there in Galatians 3, the Bible says the promise was made, yes, unto Abraham and also to his seed. But the Bible says that seed was Christ, and that if we're in Christ, we're that seed. We're of Abraham and we inherit that promise made to Abraham. Now, in the next video, I'm going to really break down verse 3 where he says, "And these shall all nations of the earth be blessed." That is tied in with Galatians 3 also. So Galatians 3 quotes that exact scripture from Genesis chapter 12. This promise in Genesis 12, 1 through 3 cannot be claimed by the modern day nation of so-called Israel because they're not in Christ. Therefore, they're not of the seed of Abraham. He didn't say seeds, plural, as of every descendant that Abraham would have. No, he said, "To thee and to thy seed, which is Christ."